Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, Thankful Tuesday. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we are in the book of John. Today we're reading John chapter 1, verses 29 through 42, and then we're moving over to the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 4, starting in verse 10 and going through the end of the chapter. Today, we read about John testifying about Jesus, starting in verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, 'A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.'" Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one." John's disciples follow Jesus. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent the day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah," that is, the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which, when translated, is Peter. As we read through the Gospel of John, you're going to recognize how different John's Gospel is than the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's not that they're contradictory. John is just focusing on different things. For example, today, we don't read about Jesus' baptism. All we read about is the fact that the Spirit descended from heaven like a dove on Jesus. And this was when John the Baptist baptized him. But John knows that that story has already been told, and so he is focusing in on something else. He says, "The one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom the Spirit descends and remains, this is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.'" As I was thinking about John the Baptist and his relationship with the Lord, it made me desire that same type of relationship where I hear and understand God's voice. I am so grateful that we have something that John doesn't have. He doesn't have the New Testament, which teaches us about Jesus. So this is definitely a place where we can hear and understand the voice of God. But I also want to be in such communion by the Holy Spirit with God that I hear him and I sense him. So that's a prayer that I have for us today. Also, I was just thinking about how would John have felt when some of his disciples decided to go ahead and follow Jesus. He knew that Jesus was the one to come, and later he will say, "Jesus must increase and I must decrease," but it had to be difficult for him. But Andrew and Peter go and they hang out with Jesus about 4 p.m., or as it says in the ESV, in the 10th hour, about 2 hours before sunset. And they spend the day with Jesus and learn from him. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun reading the next stories about Jesus calling Philip and Nathaniel, and then them going to a wedding and just the development of the relationships between the disciples and Jesus. And as we read, may we continue to learn more about the Son of God, the one through whom we now have the Holy Spirit. Today in the book of Proverbs, we're reading chapter 4, starting in verse 10, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. I want to remind us that as we are reading Proverbs, they are not promises, they are principles which are generally true and wise to heed, but they are not guarantees. We must remember that because as we read, we're tempted to want to make it more of a math equation. If I do this, then God does that. And we think, if I do this, then God will make me healthy or wealthy. Or if I do this, then He'll give me long life. And these are general principles that, yes, as we live according to God's word, our bodies will be healthy, our minds will be healthy, we will live long lives, but they are not promises. In today's scripture, I found it curious that many of the senses are mentioned. So as I'm reading, I want you to look out for the ears and the eyes and the mouth. Starting in verse 10, "Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of the evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. For they cannot rest until they do evil. They are robbed of sleep until they make someone stumble. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth free from perversity. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths of your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Lord, help us to guard our hearts and to use our ears and to keep our sights on your word. Help us to keep our mouth free from perverse talk, and help us to be steadfast in all of our ways. May we use all of our senses today to glorify you. It is Thankful Tuesday, and so today I want to do something a little different. I'm going back to A Diary of Private Prayer by John Bailey. This is a devotional classic. And in the seventh day prayer, he reminds us of so many things we have to be thankful for. Will you pray with me? O Lord and Maker of all things, from whose creative power the first light came forth, who did look upon the world's first morning and see that it was good, I praise you for this light that now streams through my windows to rouse me till the life of another day. I praise you for the life that stirs within me. I praise you for the bright and beautiful world into which I go. I praise you for earth and sea and sky, for scuttling cloud and singing bird. I praise you for the work that you have given me to do. I praise you for all that you have given me to fill my leisure hours. I praise you for my friends. I praise you for music and books and good company and all pure purposes. O Lord, you are everlasting in mercy. And so give me a tender heart today toward all those to whom the morning light brings less joy than it brings to me, to those in whom the pulse of life grows weak, those who must lie in the bed through all the sunny hours, the blind who are shut off from the light of day, the overworked who have no joy of leisure, the unemployed who have no joy of labor, and the bereaved whose hearts and homes are desolate, and grant your mercy on them all. O light that never fades, as the light of day now streams through these windows and floods this room, so let me open to you the windows of my heart, that all my life may be filled by the radiance of your presence. Let no corner of my being be unilluminated by the light of your countenance. Let there be nothing within me to darken the brightness of the day. Let the spirit of him whose life was the light of men rule within my heart until evening. Amen.